Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. The head of World Athletics, Sebastian Coe, says the sport's governing body faces a long road before it will be trusted again. He was speaking after a report by the World Anti-Doping Agency said corruption was embedded in the IAAF.
If we don't resolve this, there are no tomorrows for athletics. I know we are at a crossroads, and it is a very, very serious situation. The issue that we now have to confront is what is it that we need to put in place, and some of that is already underway, that means that we never return to this horror show again.
The Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has ordered a new investigation into the kidnapping of more than 200 schoolgirls by Boko Haram Islamists nearly 2 years ago. The teenagers were seized from their dormitories in the northeastern town of Chibok, attracting international condemnation. Martin Patience reports from Abuja.
President Muhammadu Buhari says the investigation will examine the circumstances that led to the kidnapping and the government's response in the aftermath. But more than a year and a half later, it's unlikely the investigation will produce any fresh leads on what happened to the girls. The announcement followed a meeting between the president and the students' families. The president, who was not in power when the girls were kidnapped, told the families he was doing all he could to find their daughters.
Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, Adel Al-Jubeir, says he hopes talks between the Syrian government and rebel groups will go ahead in 10 days' time, in spite of tensions between his country and Iran. The Syrian government has strong Iranian backing, while key rebel groups are supported by the Saudis.
We hope that the talks will begin on the 25th, so we can launch the process. The talks will be between Syrians and Syrians. We will not be at the table, nor will Iran. We are committed to the process, the transition process in Syria. We are committed to what is called now the Vienna process, the Geneva principles, and the principles enshrined in the UN Security Council resolutions, in spite of our differences with Iran.
The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has said starvation is being used as a weapon of war in the Syrian conflict, and that all sides are committing unconscionable abuses.
Let me be clear. The use of starvation as a weapon of war is a war crime. All sides, including Syrian government, which has the primary responsibility to protect Syrians, are committing this and other atrocious acts prohibited under international humanitarian law.
France, Britain and the United States have requested an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to demand the lifting of sieges of towns in which hundreds of thousands of people are trapped and to allow aid deliveries. World News from the BBC. Macedonia's Prime Minister Nikola Gruevski says he will resign on Friday ahead of early elections that are due to be held in April. His departure is part of a deal brokered by the European Union to end months of political crisis. Mr. Gruevski came under pressure to step down when the opposition released phone tap recordings of judges, diplomats and journalists. The Worldwide Anglican Church has suspended the Episcopal Church in North America from full participation in matters of doctrine for recognising gay marriages. Anglican leaders, meeting in Canterbury, said marriage was a union between a man and a woman and that the Episcopal Church had fundamentally departed from the faith held by the majority of Anglicans. Caroline Wyatt reports.
The resolution, which was leaked tonight, showed that the majority of primates agreed that by recognising same-sex marriage, the Episcopal Church in the US departed fundamentally from the faith and teaching of the Anglican Communion, causing what the primates term deep pain. The vast majority of primates reaffirmed that marriage was between a man and a woman. As a result, for 3 years, the Episcopal Church could no longer represent communion on interfaith bodies, nor take part in internal decision-making on doctrine within the Anglican Communion.
Officials in Brazil say a fire at a cargo warehouse has spread a plume of smoke and toxic chemicals over the country's biggest port, Santos. The company that owns the building said the containers were full of acid and a disinfectant, which they think came into contact with rainwater, causing a reaction. The cargo terminal and nearby houses have been evacuated. The local mayor has appealed to residents to stay inside with their windows closed. The Mexican authorities have seized a number of exotic birds at a ranch linked to Joaquin Guzman, the country's most notorious drugs lord, who was recaptured last week after 6 months on the run. The animals included peacocks, macaws, cockatoos, and several endangered species. BBC News.